This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Sarah Vowell, her book Lafayette in the Somewhat United States. So now, could you say no Lafayette, no United States? I mean, is it possible?
I wouldn't say that, but I am confident saying no help from France, no United States.
It wasn't revolutionary France at this point. It was France. We were getting money not from revolutionaries. We were getting money from the old regime.
Yeah, and, from an autocratic king.
And that is very confusing to me because we were fighting for ideals that would, a decade later, end up cutting the head of the king off in France.
I mean, I talk about in the book how our founding fathers, while they were sticklers for, they were against taxation without representation. In general, they were totally cool with the French king overtaxing his subjects to give them money and men and material to help in their cause. So, yeah, that is pretty hypocritical.
So taxation without representation, get the money, give it to us so we can fight against taxation without representation.
Yeah.
What was, so the French were really not interested in democracy.
What they were interested in was sticking it to the British. I mean, they're traditional, you know, enemies, and they had also were coming off the, what we call the French and Indian War, where France had to give, I mean, it was a huge loss to the British, and they had to give up basically, you know, French Canada and Louisiana, and they were just demoralized. Before they even became our official ally, there was this whole crazy scheme to surreptitiously give the Continental Army money and guns, and that was spearheaded by the playwright Beaumarchais, which is crazy, you know. Because he was a gun runner.
Hey, Stephen, Cudahy, Wisconsin's calling in. Hi, Steve. Thanks for your call.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
It's an honor to be on the air with two of my all-time favorite authors.
Wow.
Which do you like better?
Well, my wife and I go to Europe every summer.
I know.
She's kidding.
They're very handy. I've used them, too.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm also originally from Knox County, Illinois, which is named after Henry Knox.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was his booming voice during the snowstorm during the crossing the Delaware that made the crossing possible, because he had such an incredibly large volume that people were able to actually hear them, and they were actually able to make the crossing. At any rate, I just wanted to say, I have a master's degree in history, and when I was in grad school, I read so many bad history books. I mean, there's a lot of, God bless them, but there's a lot of bad authors out there. I just wanted to say, if every historian wrote like Sarah Vowell, every cool kid in college would be a history major.
Oh, thank you. And then our economy would crash, but
but we'd be happy.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Stephen.
Steve, that's so true. If history could be made more entertaining and at the same time meaningful, you know, because Sarah makes it entertaining but meaningful as well. You don't compromise meaning just to be entertaining.
Yes.
And then we could learn from history. And right now we could be learning. It really concerns me that there's not enough people with a real respect for history. Steve, thanks for your call.
Thanks, Rick.